Well, we haven't spoken to him for a while, but former Australian fast bowler Stewie Clark and a BSB panel member at times joins us on the line. Morning, Stewie.
Hey, Loz. How are you, TK?
When are you heading to Perth, mate?
I'm actually staying for the women's game. So the women's game's on Friday night, which I've got to be around for, and then I might fly over there on Saturday. So it'll be a quick visit to Perth if it's anything for me.
Ah, beautiful. Obviously, we didn't get the result that we're after in Origin 1, but it's a pretty good side that Freddie and the team have selected, I reckon.
Oh, mate, look, it was, as I was listening to this then, TK, we lost by 4 points and a few things go our way. We win that game, but look, they've gone with a different team. That's you know, very much what Freddie, Brandy, Bedsy, all those sort of guys want to see, or the way they want us to play. So from their point of view, they're pretty confident in the team they've got. So it's now, you know, you can speculate, you can postulate, you can talk about as much as you want, but Loz, as you know, as a former player, there comes a time where it's up to the players and no coach in the world can help you. You've got to want to get out there and do it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Talking about wanting to get out there and do it, the Australian cricketers are playing some good cricket over there in England at the moment.
They are. They, you know, I think they're individually they're playing good cricket. So at different stages, Warner's getting 100 or Finch's getting 100 and Smith's getting runs and Stark's knocking over teams at different stages. So, look, they're moving along nicely. I think what they'd be talking about internally is how do they put together that perfect team performance? Because we've seen a couple of times, especially the Taunton game or the Somerset game, where you know, we should have really posted 350, 360, 370, and we ended up getting 300 because we just lost wickets and we didn't have anyone that could come out and, I suppose, clear the boundary or knock the ball around hard in that last 10 overs, where when we come up against India and when we come up against, you know, maybe even England in their conditions, we're going to need, because 300 doesn't seem to cut it anymore. You've got to get 330, 340, 350.
Well, currently the top four are the big four, really. Australia, New Zealand, India and England are all there in the top four. What did you make of it on the weekend, mate, that 87-run victory against Sri Lanka, where you mentioned Aaron Finch, 153. He's now the leading run getter. Steve Smith, again, was superb. And, mate, Glenn Maxwell came out and he was phenomenal, Maxwell. He just went hard right from the first ball.
Well, the game sets up for Maxwell to do that. If you can, the top three of the top four can, you know, get you off to a good start. Maxwell, he's most dangerous when he can come out and bat with freedom and, you know, just play shots, you know, play six shots to one ball type stuff. So he was phenomenal. He came out and hit the ball hard and all the rest of it. But I think full credit needs to get Aaron Finch and Steve Smith, especially Aaron Finch. He batted beautifully and, you know, he hit the ball as clean as he's hit the ball in a long time. And I was listening to him, listening to all the commentators. Just it's funny with Aaron Finch because we all know he can hit the ball hard into the boundary, but technically he looked like he'd worked hard and was hitting the ball nice and straight back down the ground. And when he's doing that, that's when he's going to score runs, because he seems to be, he's got some technical issues, but when they're all working, he's as good as anyone in the world.
Yeah, well, he's leading run scorer over there at the World Cup at the moment. He's made 343 runs for the tournament. What have you made of Dave Warner's performance so far, Stewie?
Oh, look, he got 100 at Somerset, obviously, against Pakistan. He's been there or thereabouts without getting a big score. And again, interesting listening to the commentators. You know, everyone keeps saying the shackles are off now and, you know, he can just go out there and play with freedom. He still looks well within himself. He doesn't look like the guy we watched during the IPL that just came out and blazed balls to the boundary, you know, ball after ball. He's almost caught between trying to be a steady opener and someone that can thrash the ball hard. And that's not a bad thing at different times. But I think when Australia are going well, David Warner's a very, very attacking option at the top. And bowlers, and you know, as a bowler, bowling to someone like David Warner, you almost want him trying to bat properly, if you know what I mean, like technically correct. What you don't want is David Warner trying to, you know, you bowl a good ball and off stump and he plays it away over the top of backward square leg, because he can do that. So it's interesting with Warner. He's obviously batting well, but he doesn't look like he's batting with great freedom at the moment.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have three batsmen in the top six currently as far as the run getters are concerned, that being Dave Warner, Aaron Finch and also Steve Smith. We've also got Mitch Stark with 13 wickets. That's the equal best for the championship so far. Pat Cummings with 11. I understand a lot of teams have had their games washed out, right? But these are just the facts. But the third seam option, mate, and maybe the spin option. It looks like Adam Zampa's a little bit out of favour there. What are we going to do?
Well, they tried Berendorf against Sri Lanka. Called an aisle. Probably, he batted well, I know that, but probably bowling hasn't been up to it. We've got, you know, it's not a simple answer. We've got some guys there. Stoinis being injured, the problem, because he bowled a little bit. I think we've got some issues, but I think you can probably make do with one of those guys, whether it be Berendorf, whether it be Coulter-Nile. In the spin department, if you watched the game last night, India v Pakistan, with the other billion people that watched, the wickets really spun, especially up at Manchester, and that's one wicket that does spin. And if Australia end up playing on a wicket that's a spinning wicket, I think they've got a bit of an issue, because they don't seem, well, they seem reluctant to play Nathan Lyon for some reason. Again, I'm not quite sure. And I agree with you. Adam Zampa, you know, he doesn't seem to be the flavour of the month. So if Australia play on a spinning wicket where the, you know, Mitchell Stark and Cummins can't blast them out, I think they're going to have to make a big call and pick one of those guys. And I don't think it's what they want to do.
Mm. Yeah. Well, just for the record, it was India winning last night against Pakistan by 89 runs. The weather's been... We've been lucky, Stewie, but, geez, the weather's been abysmal over there.
It hasn't been great, but it is England, so you've got to factor that in somewhere.
And it's early in there, summer too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of still, you know...
It's short summer.
It's the first part of the summer. The interesting part about the games, though, you've got to really have a look at where the games are being played. And, you know, if you're going to have a bet on, I've been doing some stuff for TAB, trying to work out where the games are played, because sometimes the wickets are a little bit, you look at the odds and they're playing it down at Somerset and the ground's really small and the wicket's really flat, so the scores are generally high. But if you go to the north of England, up at Durham or something like that, it's really a bowler-friendly game, especially even Cardiff out in Wales. The ball seams around a bit. So you've got to be, to try and predict how the games are going to go. It's all the wet weather, yes, but you've got to have a look at where the wickets are and the games are being played.
Has any team surprised you, and are India or England still the teams to beat in your mind?
Oh, England and India are obviously very good. England in their home conditions. Jofra Archer looks like a handful any time he plays, so they've got firepower to get guys out. New Zealand, I always thought, was the dark horses, given that they're pretty good in conditions such as you're seeing in England, where the ball is seaming around a bit, and they've got some good players. Kane Williamson, obviously world-class batsman. And Ross Taylor, world-class batsman. But certainly with the ball, Trent Bolt, Tim South, in those conditions, are very, very handy. And again, as we're going back to you, you've got to find guys that are good in conditions where the ball does a little bit. It's not like India or Pakistan or Sri Lanka where you can just flay balls to the boundary, other than when you're probably playing at the Oval.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Stewie. We enjoy your comments as always. Our next game is we should be winning that. It's against Bangladesh. That's Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Thanks, Stewie. Enjoy Perth when you get there eventually.
Cheers, boys. You have a good day.